The world is full of irresponsible people. People who make messes that they don't clean up and who create debts that they don't pay. They're the ones who say that they're going to do something and they don't do it. They're inconsistent. They always have excuses. They complain. They don't recognize their mistakes. They blame others and they are never responsible for anything. I can imagine that you know, work, or even live with some irresponsible people. The truth is that we can find irresponsible people everywhere except in one place. In the mirror, because irresponsibility is one of those traits that are easy to see in others, but not in ourselves. But the truth is that irresponsibility exists in every one of us. Now, every time we act in an irresponsible manner, someone else has to clean up the mess and pay the debt. But the dirty little secret about irresponsibility is that it's really not my fault. I got into a loan I'm not able to pay, but it's really the lender's fault. I got into a fight with my spouse, it's my spouse's fault. My child is not doing well at school. It's obviously the teacher's fault. I arrived late, and it's because of all the bad drivers on the road and too much traffic. Now, since an irresponsible person by nature can't assume responsibility for their irresponsibility, the only choice they have left is to blame others. And where there is blame, there's always going to be conflict. In the beginning, God created mankind, blessed them, and gave them, loaded them up with responsibilities. But they both acted irresponsibly, and God came and questioned them. The Lord God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten fruit from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "It's the fault of the woman you put here with me. She gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What have you done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me. That's why I ate the fruit." Adam blamed God and his wife, and Eve blamed the serpent. And thus the origins of conflict. Now, imagine how different the world would be today if Adam and Eve had said, "It's my fault. I'm not 100% guilty, but I am 100% responsible for my actions." Now, imagine how different your world would be instead of asking yourself, "Who, me?" you assume responsibility for your actions.